Jesus called them together and said, "You know that the rulers of the Gentiles lord it over them, and their high officials exercise authority over them. Not so with you. Instead, whoever wants to become great among you must be your servant. Whoever wants to be first must be your slave, just as the Son of Man did not come to be served, but to serve and give his life as a ransom for many." Matthew chapter 20, 25 through 28, that's our passage today as we continue our journey through the Gospels. The systems of the world are built around power and control. Nations go to war to gain land, resources, and power. Organizations intimidate opponents to gain authority and power. Individuals demonstrate their authority over others to show who's the boss and wield their power. Jesus, however, turned the tables. For those who follow Jesus, there is a different standard. True greatness is measured by humility and service. In Christ's model, if you want to be first in line, you must go to the back of the line. If you want to be first, be last. If you want to be great in God's eyes, become a servant. Jesus backed up his words with his life. He left heaven to hang on a cross. He didn't come to be served, but to serve and give his life a ransom for many. In death, he demonstrated the ultimate act of service. Following hard after Jesus is not about positions of honor or power. The rewards are given to those willing to serve wherever and whenever they are needed. Many times that's going to mean no one will notice except Jesus. He looks deep into the heart and sees our motives and intentions. He is looking for those willing to follow his example of service. Lord Jesus, thank you for teaching me about serving and showing me how to serve. May I follow hard after you as my Savior and follow your example of true service. In your name I pray. Amen. If you'd like for us to pray for you, please send your request to prayer@ronmoore.org. That's prayer@ronmoore.org.